for Lemmy Wobbizy. After the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello Lemmy, it's Simon again, Mr. Cordell from 109 Bancroft Avenue. I've been trying to contact you from 9 o'clock this morning and the phone keeps ringing out. I believe that you must have the message that I sent you yesterday as well, because yesterday your answer machine was only ringing once, as can be proved by the recordings, and now it continues to ring and then pick up. So I'm hoping that you're going to contact me back like I asked you yesterday on your answering machine, just so that you can know that I'm being serious with you. And about the recordings, I'm quite confused, because in the recordings that I've got of you of our first conversation, you keep admitting that this ain't been proved yet, that it's just allegations. So I'm just going to play a bit of your own voice to you, Lemmy, just so that you know what time it is.
I'm going to be on the phone. I'm going to transfer the call. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, is that Lemmy I'm speaking to?
Yeah, speaking.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Is that Simon?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Simon.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Well, I'm okay. I was just phoning in regards to the letters that I've been receiving of yourselves. I've never really spoke to yourself in person about it, and this is the first opportunity that I've had. I just wanted to take that opportunity and explain to you how I feel about you requesting for me to come to a meeting at the Civic Centre on Wednesday the 22nd of February 2017 in regards to allegations of antisocial behaviour, harassment, intimidation and threatening behaviour. My concerns are, is that okay to go through them with you?
Yeah, we need to meet with you.
No. You would like to meet with me, Lemmy. Not that you need to meet with me, Lemmy. But this is the problem that I have, Lemmy. Yeah, the allegations that you're putting. Anyway, Lemmy, when you want to hear the rest of that, I'll come down and play it for you, Lemmy. Yeah, but you keep admitting that none of this that you're stating has been proved yet. Yeah, you're not giving me the right to go to trial, and you're not giving me the right to be seen, Lemmy. And I would like them rights. I've now contacted the doctors from when I was put into the hospital by the council, and by the police. And the doctors have also are writing a letter to confirm that I was continuously going on about yous not protecting me and not doing the right things. I also have the emails from Jackie Gubby as well. When Jackie Gubby come here and put Deborah Andrews in a hotel, and she stood in my front room, and I've got the recordings of her with two police officers explaining, well, she moved Debbie into a hotel, so the banging for that week, them 2 weeks that I showed her the video evidence to, wasn't Debbie. And she continued on and said, yes, it must be Stan, because she, with the two police officers, heard Stan doing what they was doing to me and heard the Maffei-Yilligan family doing what they was doing to me. She never continued to help me after that. She walked out, the same as when all the doctors coming in, yeah? If you want to see some of this evidence, I'm waiting for you to call me to come down, Lemmy, yeah? And I'm upset that you're making my days disappear. I'm supposed to have 2 weeks before you tried to take my flat. I'm trying to deal with it the next day, and you're avoiding me. I'm trying to deal with it the day after that, and you're avoiding me, Lemmy. This is my time that you've given me. You've told me you want to have a meeting with me. I want to come down, Lemmy, at the earliest opportunity, not on the last day of the last 2 weeks, so that you can use this to your advantage. Yeah, I want you to take the first opportunity, which is yesterday, Lemmy, to have me in that building. Today's another day you can have me in the building, Lemmy, and I want to be in there today. Yeah, I don't want to be phoning you tomorrow, Lemmy, trying to get into the building tomorrow, Lemmy, and having the same problems. Please, can you contact me back? Because you've left me in fear of losing my flat. I'm legally not allowed to be homeless, Lemmy. Yeah, I'm not allowed on industrial estates where people live when they're homeless in commercial buildings. Yeah, once you take my flat off me, which if you do take my flat off me, yeah, and falsify the paperwork to manage to make that happen, Lemmy, yeah, like I noticed, yeah, that has happened, because that worker that come to my house, listen to this, C1117, Lemmy, 1117, the landlord of 1117 tried to break into my house the other day. He come down to my house and I recorded him, Lemmy, yeah? And he pretended that he was a plumber. I've never met this gentleman before. He's the owner of 117, yeah, Lemmy? He tried to pretend to me that he's a plumber and tried to get in my house, yeah? I've only just worked this out, Lemmy, because I just see his face yesterday. Yeah, I know, Lemmy. I could do an ID parade and I'll point him out, Lemmy. He tried to break into my house under false allegations and false pretense that he's a plumber, when really he's the landowner, Lemmy. That's another illegal activity, and I want you to do something about it, Lemmy, yeah? Let's keep this moving. Can you contact me back, please, on my mother, like I've asked?